People who were not born on the Cape and Islands but somehow or other came to live here are often called Washashores. But Beth Schwarzman didn't call herself that. She moved here from California with her young family, but she was no Washashore.
We moved here from San Francisco, but we literally arrived for the first time by sailboat.
That's Gary Schwarzman, Beth's husband.
Beth liked to say that she's not a Washashore on Cape Cod. She distinctly remembers rowing ashore, which we did in Woods Hole in the late 70s at the conclusion of a trip around the bottom half of North America, down the West Coast through the canal and up the East Coast of the U.S. with our two daughters who were small at the time.
In a way, Beth Schwarzman arrived in typical fashion for her. She's remembered as a professional geologist, a naturalist, a writer and educator. But she also was an adventurer. She filled her life with journeys across oceans and hikes over mountains. She was as comfortable sleeping under a starry sky or inside a flimsy tent as she was in her own bed.
Beth was born in California, but she did a lot of her early growing up in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City, where they would spend summers. The whole family would go up there and camp in a Forest Service campground for the summer while her dad was off doing field work. And that was a formative time, no question about it, in Beth's sense of what she needs to live and how connected she is with the outdoors.
Her father was a geologist and her mother a botanist. Together, their genetics produced a self-assured, brilliant observer and teacher of the natural world. Gary Schwarzman met Beth when they were co-eds at Carleton College in Minnesota.
We were walking hand in hand across the campus one moonlit evening and looked up at a building that had a particularly distinctive architectural feature on it, some kind of concrete fancy work on the front of the building. And I mentioned to her, that's reinforced concrete. You know how they make that? And Beth said, well, yeah, I do know how they make reinforced concrete. She knew things, and she wasn't ashamed of knowing things, and she wasn't going to defer to any boy who thought he knew more about reinforced concrete than she did.
Beth went on to earn a Master of Science degree in geology from Stanford University. She worked in the field for the United States Geological Survey, and she also did outreach for the USGS, going into classrooms and talking about earth science and conservation. After moving to Cape Cod in 1981, she helped create a public school program designed to encourage girls to study math and science. It was one of many programs she led in different school systems. She also became involved with Falmouth Academy, where her daughters Caitlin and Megan attended. Julie Taylor is a longtime teacher at the school. She remembers how Beth arrived in the early 80s when Falmouth Academy had a temporary home in Bourne. But a benefactor had gifted to the school 35 acres in Falmouth's BB Woods. Beth called a meeting to talk about it.
And she said, well, we're having this meeting so that we can get started on building the new campus. And I'm thinking, that's a fantasy. I didn't say that, but I was very skeptical. But she said, well, I don't know how to do this. I've never been in the development business, but I know we can, and we're going to. Sure enough, 2 years later, we're moving into the building. And I would give her the primary credit for making that happen at that time.
People remember Beth Schwarzman as energetic and positive, committed to preserving the natural world and sharing its stories. She was fond of saying, every rock has a story. And if someone showed her a rock, she would tell its story.
She treated, I think, everybody in the same way, students and adults, in that just assumed that people wanted to learn.
Tucker Clark is the assistant to the headmaster at Falmouth Academy and a friend of Beth's. She says Beth would use food analogies to help children visualize geological processes, relating things like Jell-O or peanut butter to glaciers and sea ice.
Anybody who ever came in contact with Beth, I would think, would describe her in the same way as just a vital force for good.
In May 2007, Beth appeared on WCAI's The Point with Mindy Todd. She was there to talk about her book, The Nature of Cape Cod. The book offers maps and write-ups about 50 different sites on the Cape that readers can explore. But the book wasn't just a trail guide. It was filled with stories of Cape Cod's natural history.
One of the things that I found so exciting as I got to know a lot of the sites that I didn't know well before I wrote the book is how much you can learn about the history of the site from looking at the way the land is today, the plants that are there. Maybe you find an old foundation or maybe some daffodils. But also you can tell whether the land has been plowed or whether it's been used as a woodlot.
And how do you do that?
Well, plowing is if it doesn't have wintergreen or sheep laurel or low bush blueberries, it's probably been plowed. Mm. If it has multi-trunk trees, it was probably a woodlot. Yeah. If it has fences or fence lines or stone walls that were used to anchor fence lines, then it was probably pasture.
2 years ago, Beth set out to coordinate what's called a bio-blitz. She chose an area off Hatchville Road in Falmouth, and for 24 hours, she and all the nature lovers she could attract went about counting flora and fauna. One of the people there was Anne-Marie Ronfola, an environmental educator who also worked with Beth on the 300 Committee Land Trust in Falmouth, a conservation group.
She was ready to teach. She was ready to lead. She was also ready to follow somebody else. She was just a cheerleader for it all. And we're still uncovering so many things that she was involved with and was going to be involved with, and I don't think that will stop.
Beth Shoresman died last month while leading her 14th rafting trip down the Colorado River and through the Grand Canyon. Her husband Gary says Beth had a stroke and was taken to a hospital in Flagstaff. She recovered well and was set to be discharged when she suffered a heart attack and could not be revived.
One of the feelings that is just universal within our family and among her friends is, how will we ever find out stuff now if we can't ask Beth?
A memorial gathering is planned for Beth Shoresman for this Sunday, October 7th at 3 p.m. at her beloved Falmouth Academy. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.